The 200 or so soldiers with the 1st Striker Brigade Combat Team 25th Infantry are the advance party for some 2,000 soldiers with the Fort Wainwright-based unit that'll be flying into Fairbanks International Airport in the coming weeks.
We're going to be expecting flights to come in throughout the entire summer.
Lieutenant Austin Buska is the spokesperson for the brigade's Task Force Reserve, and he says after the strikers offload from the chartered commercial airliner, they'll be bussed over to Ladd Army Airfield on Fort Wainwright, where they'll be welcomed in a brief ceremony. But Buska says unlike most such homecomings, the soldiers' family members will not be present because of concerns over spreading the coronavirus.
It was a difficult decision to make. I mean, it was determined that that was the best course of action in order to mitigate any kind of risk.
Difficult because being greeted by family members is traditionally considered a huge morale boost for soldiers coming back from overseas duty.
That's what you're most looking forward to on your return home.
Buska says soldiers will be required to restrict their activity for 2 weeks or so while their health's being monitored. Friday's flight will be the largest single plane load of strikers that'll be returning from the theater. Soldiers from all 7 of the brigade's battalions were deployed for what the Pentagon calls Operation Inherent Resolve. Those include strikers from cavalry, infantry, field artillery, engineering, and logistical units. The troops were sent in as part of a joint task force that officials said would mainly be helping train Iraqi troops and law enforcement officers. Some strikers were stationed at Al Asad Air Base in Iraq when it came under missile attack in January by Iranian militants. Reporting from Delta Junction, I'm Tim Ellis.